You are inside Mac.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Macworld San Francisco. This is the Inside Mac show here on the show floor. So this is Wednesday, January 11th, and we got a great lineup for you today. Our first guest is Guy Kawasaki. Guy, if people remember, was the evangelist from Apple. And we'll let Guy explain what you're doing. Guy, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. I am currently a venture capitalist at a venture capital firm called Garage Technology Ventures. But I'm really here at Macworld because I'm on the board of directors of a company called FilmLoop, which is a photocasting product. So I'm here to help them evangelize that product.
So tell us, what is FilmLoop?
FilmLoop is a photocasting product. It basically puts a client on your desktop, and in that client is a strip of moving images. These are the pictures that you dragged into the loop. Other people who are subscribed to the loop, as soon as you drag pictures in, they see it. They can collaborate and drag pictures into the loop on their end, and then you'll see it. So it is a much better way to share photos without having to create an album and sending people to a website.
So this sort of works like, is it sort of like an RSS feed, or how does this technology behind FilmLoop all work together? Do you have to have someone's, is it like a URL you drop in, or someone send you from a website?
Yes,
how does all this work?
It's not browser dependent. You don't even have to have a browser running. It is an independent application. Unlike an RSS feed, it is two-way. So it's not just pushing, it's also finding out what the person has also uploaded and sent back. So it is, do you remember Pointcast
a few years
ago? Think of Pointcast for pictures. That's what it's like.
Wow, and then you guys rolled this out a little bit ago on the PC.
Yes.
But now you have a Mac beta out, yeah?
Yes. It is out and it's ready for download for all the Macintosh fans. I have a loop of pictures from the Macworld show. I also have a loop of all the slides that Steve used in his keynote yesterday. So they can see what slides were used in the keynote.
And all the stuff that FilmLoop does do that, you know, the stuff that the new stuff doesn't do on the Mac, you know, the...
Right, so Steve showed where iPhoto, if two people have iPhoto,
right,
and one person creates an album that's the shared album,
right,
that album will be subscribed to by the other person, call her grandma. So when you put pictures into that album on your iPhoto, grandma's iPhoto will be immediately updated if you have a .Mac account.
Right. That's the disadvantage. You have to have iPhoto, have to have .Mac.
You have to have two iPhotos.
Right. And one .Mac.
And .Mac. So that means you have to pay. You also have to have a Macintosh, because what if grandma is on a Windows machine? God help us.
See, I thought that you could be on any web with his demo. I thought, well, this would be cool because you could just be on a web and get your pictures from the photocasting, but that's right. Not the case.
For Apple. Yes, for us it is the case.
I mean, okay.
And so we have a very aggressive pricing policy. One copy is free, the family pack is free, the site license is free. It's completely free. You couldn't pay us if you tried. Our advertising model is based, our business model is based on advertising, that there is a ad in the loop of pictures. You can have up to 200 pictures in the loop, and so the 200th and first frame could be an ad. And I liken this to, my favorite TV show is Boston Legal. So you could watch Boston Legal for 59 and a half minutes, and in the last half minute, there's an ad. That's what it's like.
So what's so different about FilmLoop? And I know people are going to say, well, doesn't Flickr do this?
Well, Flickr requires you to go to a website, and it doesn't push pictures at you as they are uploaded automatically. They have an RSS feed, and in fact, we're going to work with that RSS feed, but it's the scenario is not as much of a collaborative, real-time, you know, pushing back and forth all the time, all the parents of a soccer team.
Will FilmLoop work with, like, Text America, these guys doing Mobilog with the camera phone stuff? Or you sort of just need to be able to pull in an RSS feed from another service that'll work in FilmLoop?
You can pull in an RSS feed from another service. The phone to loop directly, take a picture, send it to an address. Shall I say it is working in the FilmLoop labs, but it is not available to the public yet.
Okay, so it's still in the cave. It's underground working. Yeah.
Well, we need something to discuss at the next show.
Right. You can't roll out all of 2.0.
Or 1.1.
So have you had a chance to walk around the show? Has anything really sparked your interest that you thought was cool besides FilmLoop?
Well, I actually loved the new iPhoto. Obviously, we do photocasting very different and more aggressively, but the other features that it can handle, 250,000 pictures, I had 5,000 pictures in my iPhoto, and it was molasses. And so I converted to aperture, And then on Monday night, I decided to throw away my iPhoto libraries because I'd converted to Aperture. And then on Tuesday morning, I saw the new iPhoto, which is supposed to handle 250,000 pictures. So that was stupid on my part. But well, I loved the iPhoto.
Well, Guy, it would help if you migrated from a G3.
No,
because we do have that thing called a G4.
I have a G4 PowerBook.
A MacBook. By the way, this is a good segue. Do you get the MacBook thing and, you know, they change it from PowerBook to MacBook? And also,
just
there's
the
no PC card slot.
Yeah, well...
What's up
with
that?
I don't know. There are some things that are very cool about that machine. You know, one is that theoretically it should be cross-platform. You know, they didn't say it was or wasn't.
Right.
But theoretically, it's cross-platform. It's 4 to 5 times faster according to whatever benchmark they were using.
Right.
They did not talk about battery life, which was very interesting. Because if you do this whole prelude about wattage and then you don't talk about battery life, what's the point?
But
right?
What is that PC slot they call the Express slot?
There's some kind of
what
new slot. Well, the problem for me is that I'm a big user of EVDO.
Right, and you have to have that slot.
And you have to have a PC MCIA slot until there's a new whatever kind of format EVDO card.
Well, it's called WiMAX.
Okay, and I love EVDO, so I'm kind of bummed about that. I must admit that I hate buying new power adapters every time a new computer comes out, but this MagSafe thing is clever. I've never kicked the PowerBook off a table, but it's cool. I mean, you know, that's worth buying more power
cool
supplies
stuff,
for. Yeah.
Hey, Guy, thanks for coming over today.
Thank you very much.
We'd like, you know, when we come on a regular broadcast show so we can spend some more time and talk more about Film Loop.
All right, we'll do.
Cool, thanks.
Thanks.
Guy Kawasaki.
Thank you.
We have someone with us right now that's legendary in Apple land. We have Alan Oppenheimer. Alan is the creator of basically Apple networking. You created Apple Talk with the team. Tell people about Alan and what your new deal is here.
Well, I'm currently president and founder of Open Door Networks, a company I started about 11 years ago now. Always been a Macintosh internet company, building off the stuff I did at Apple. I was one of the people who worked on Apple networking and Apple Talk. Open Door Networks is a Macintosh internet software company mainly. We do a lot of software products, most recently security products. So we have a firewall product for Mac OS X. We think it's by far the easiest to use and safest firewall out there. We have a security suite spun around the firewall. It's a little different focus. It's on ease of use and learning. We call the DoorStop 10 security suite. And it includes the firewall. It includes a firewall advisor that tells you what's going on with the firewall and helps you understand the different attacks that are going on against your Mac and the different risks associated with those attacks and how to get them stopped. And then the cool thing about the suite is it's integrated with the online second edition of our book, Internet Security for Your Macintosh. So you can, if you want to protect a particular service with the firewall, you can do that. You can learn about the service from the book. If there's an attack against a particular service, you can learn about that service from the book. You can protect the firewall. So all the products are integrated together in this DoorStop 10 security suite. So that's our main focus right now. We also have a software product called Envision, which is a consumer product as more and more Mac Minis move to televisions and stuff like that as Macs cross over to the TV world. Envision takes images off the web and displays them in full screen slideshows in real time on your large screen display, your TV. It's a new way to experience the web. So those are our main products.
So tell us, now you guys are all new, you're compatible now with the Intel code base.
That's right. Basically, the instant Steve announced that we were shipping an Intel, that Apple was shipping an Intel Mac, you know, within a couple hours, we posted our Intel version of the firewall. It's all ready to go. We're going to be posting Intel versions of our other products as well.
Now, you were doing the deal with the TV stuff, and then but you guys brought back now the whole security and the firewall stuff. So tell us about all the new stuff for OS X, for Tiger, and all the security products that are actually, you know, reinvented.
Right,
with,
exactly.
With Open Door Network.
We did the first Macintosh firewall. DoorStop, we ran on Mac OS 8, if you remember that, back in 1997, 98, I think. And then it got so popular that we actually licensed it to Symantec Corporation and it became their Norton personal firewall because they wanted it and they had the big distribution and everything. But when OS X Tiger came out, it became clear the market really needed a very simple, easy to use firewall for Tiger. So that got us back into the firewall business with DoorStop 10 for Tiger. And then basically, since that was doing so well, we also revved recently our Firewall Advisor product to integrate directly with that. And then the whole Doorstop 10 security suite spun around that with the book and everything.
Yeah, this stuff is great. And if you guys want some more information what Alan's up to in their deal, if you go to our booth at 2744, we have some literature of Alan's company over there. You really got to check out their Envision product. It's so cool. I mean, it works great. You can hook it into the TV. You can go out of the Mac Mini with it. It's just a great product. And, you know, Alan's cool. You guys have been doing stuff forever. So you definitely want to check their deal out.
It does seem like we've been doing stuff forever sometimes.
Cool. And then, okay, so give everybody the web address. How do they get to your site?
Our site is just www.opendoor.com, short and sweet. Just go there. There are evaluation versions of the software products. There's a free chapter from the book. The full PDF of the book is all of $9. You can order it off our site, or it's included with the Doorstop 10 security suite, which has special pricing through the end of the month. So go there, check it out, download free 30-day evals, send us your feedback too. We're always evolving the products. We're always looking for new ideas. So send them our way, please.
Hey, Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thank you.
There we go, Alan Oppheider, the inventor of Apple Networking, the man. Right now, let's have a friend of mine, Mary Plummer. Mary's the author of the Apple Pro Training Series manuals, and she's got a brand new one that just came out like a week ago. So we're going to talk about this. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So tell us, you've written the book on the Apple Pro Training Series manual, and you have a brand new one for Soundtrack Pro.
Soundtrack Pro just came out end of December. Very exciting stuff. I was a lot of different types of projects that were included in the book, so. The DVD with the book includes, there's a high-def PSA, so we're working with real voiceover recordings, a real high-def show that actually is going to air. We also did some PAL projects. We did vampire scene and did the entire sound design for that, as well as creating customized sound effects and scoring and everything. So it's been great.
What do you think about Soundtrack Pro compared to what a lot of guys in post are still using Pro Tools? And you guys have done stuff with Pro Tools before, I think.
Sure.
So what's your comparison to the two, and how do they equate to, is Soundtrack Pro maybe a little bit better focused towards a guys doing video and DV, or what do you think?
Oh, goodness. I just think it depends on the workflow and who's dealing with it. I think Soundtrack Pro is very visual, and so I think that for video editors and people who don't have that Pro Tools background, who haven't been bred as engineers and aren't looking at audio that way, for them, working with Soundtrack Pro, it's very visual. They're building it just like they would build a video project. They're able to incorporate it with their Final Cut Pro project, so they can send either an individual file or an entire sequence straight from Final Cut Pro right into Soundtrack Pro and start working on it. And they can really see the waveform and actually work with it visually, which makes a lot more sense. So I think for video professionals and people newer to audio, it's a very easy tool to use. So.
Now tell us, besides this book, the new one, that's the Apple actually official Pro training manual for Soundtrack Pro, what else have you been up to? And I know you have a full training facility in Orlando.
Yes, we do. We have our training center, Envision Digital and Media Arts, is at Universal Studios in Orlando, and that's where we train clients from all over the world actually come in, and we train them on the Pro apps. So they're learning. We're using these training books, the official Apple series, but Motion and Final Cut and Soundtrack Pro, DVD Studio Pro, and Aperture will be the newest class we'll be offering. So
are you doing any classes here at Macworld still, or are you all done?
I'm not doing any classes here. I'm basically doing Intel. I've been working with the new GarageBand because that's my newest book working on right now. So GarageBand 3, I've been pretty much immersing myself in that, and very exciting stuff for the iApps.
Yeah, they got this podcast deal now that'll drop the audio levels, and it's pretty automated.
I know, auto ducking, and they also, I mean, it's crazy because now you can score your iMovies, so you can actually come right out of iMovie and score it inside of GarageBand 3. But you can also, it has some sound enhancements, and it has the ability to do noise reduction and at a basic level, which is great for someone starting out. So. Very good stuff.
It is cool stuff. Now, where can people find Mary? You're here at Macworld, but I know there's more gigs kind of. You're going to be at NAB?
Always at NAB.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's the next show for you? Where are you going to be? I want to go see you actually teach, because you do a lot of stuff in Apple booths, and a lot of the video type shows.
Generally,
and
the DB Expos and the big shows like NAB, I'm usually there at the Apple booth teaching at their classroom, and then we have our classes at our company at Universal. So.
And are you going to be at the event tonight?
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can see Mary later at the Final Cut Pro user group meeting. Walter Murch is going to be there, so maybe
fantastic.
You can
I'd
find
like
Mary.
To, if I can get in.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, thanks for coming on today.
No problem. It was great.
I know your book's back out, so we'll have you back on the Saturday show so we go a little more in detail and we can talk about the GarageBand 3 stuff.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
So right now we have a very new product here. This is called an iPort. We have Philip Azaria from iPort. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So tell us about this. This is a new dock.
Yeah, this is our
iPod. You got a breakout box here. Uh-huh. It even looks like there's video and... This thing's looking pretty slick. Tell us about this.
This is our FS, our freestanding dock for the iPod. We can accept any iPod that Apple makes as a dock connector, dock it right in there, integrate it right into your home audio system or video system, whatever you might be using. We can pass the audio right out through this cable here, through our little audio breakout box, right into your home system and play the music, or patch it right into your TV or monitor and watch your videos right off your iPod.
That's great. You have S-Video here, too.
Yeah, so, S-Video as well. Yeah, real good.
You get a good, nice chroma out of
it. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Now, you guys also have some other products besides the standalone one, and does the standalone integrate with ones? You guys make ones that go on the wall.
Yeah, that was our first product.
You cut a hole in your sheetrock and put an iPod mount in it,
yeah,
and then wire it in through the house. So tell me how that works real
quick
here.
Well, actually, you did a very good job explaining it. You cut a hole in the wall. It installs in the wall. We run Cat 5. And with balanced audio, we can run up to 500 feet from the iPort to your audio system. And up to 250 feet with what we balanced audio for video. So doing the same things that our desktop stand can do, but in a nice out-of-the-way, in-wall, protected dock for your iPod almost.
That's very slick. Now, what booth are you guys in here?
We're in 2329.
Okay, so you're over there on the other side of
right
Apple?
Right over there on the other side of Apple, yeah.
Yeah, and you got all your stuff is on display and
we
working
do.
And all that?
We
everything?
Do, yeah.
You guys, does this have a remote or you control this from here?
Yeah, we've got a couple methods of control. We've got IR off the front when we're developing a remote control, as well as some of the higher end two-way control, where we can actually see the menu system on the iPod and navigate it that way with a remote pad.
And this is all over in your booth?
We don't have the two-way, but we do have everything else going on over there. So,
well, cool.
Yeah,
and what does this product run if someone wants to buy one? You guys are shipping this stuff now?
This ships at the end of this month. The IW is available now. Retail starts at $150.
Wow, great deal. This thing is solid, too. You know, a lot of these docks are, like, really cheap.
Yeah, it won't fall over.
It's like
it won't slide away.
You put your iPod and they fall over. So, hey, this is great. Thanks for coming on.
No
We're
problem.
Gonna have you guys back on our regular Saturday show.
Fantastic.
So we can go a little more depth because there's a lot more to talk about than what we actually got to touch on here today.
Definitely.
But thanks for coming by and joining us.
Thank you for
having
me. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Right now we have Amanda Lefeff from Microsoft. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So tell us. You guys are here at Macworld Expo. What are you showing off? What's going on with Microsoft?
Yeah, we're here at Macworld. We've announced some fantastic news. The Macintosh business units recently signed a formal commitment agreement with Apple. And we've also got some new product updates as well to Entourage and our Messenger for Mac 5.0.
Really?
Yeah.
New stuff.
Yes.
So we got this stuff. Now explain the different versions of Office you have available, because you can buy each individual component separately. But then you have Office, and you have Office with like a Pro Pack that has like virtual PC
right.
in it.
So we've got the products, the applications that come in Office standard are PowerPoint, Excel, Word, and Entourage. And you can buy all of those as a standalone except for Entourage. And so that's the standard edition. There's also a student teacher edition. It's all of the same things, except it's just a lower price and you get three licenses with that. And then we also do a Pro version, and that is the standard Office that also with virtual PC.
Now, with a virtual PC, it comes with an actual copy of Microsoft...
The Windows OS.
XP Pro?
Exactly.
So tell us about the updates to Entourage and to the MSN chat.
So with Entourage, we've delivered sync services support now. So we're supporting the sync services within the Tiger OS.
Yeah.
And that allows Entourage data to be synced with other devices and applications that also support iSync. So they'll be able to sync their contacts, calendar events, and notes and tasks over to applications such as iCal or Address Book or to their own devices as well.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, a lot of customers have been looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then, the whole new version of Entourage is great.
I love
with
Entourage.
Tasks and the projects and
it's
all
got
that.
Project Center as well. The second piece with the new update is Spotlight support for Entourage. So as when Tiger came out, you were already automatically able to index Word, PowerPoint, and Excel files. With this update, you'll also be able to index your Entourage email.
Wow.
So a lot of customers have been asking for that as well, so we're happy to be able to deliver it.
Now, you guys have a demo at the booth if someone wants to stop by if they don't have a copy of Office or they have an old OS 9 version or whatever that.
Certainly.
You guys have something to play with?
Right, so we don't have anything on the current updates. Those will be available in March.
Okay.
But they can certainly go to our booth and take a look at all of the great new features in Office 2004. There's Project Center and Word Notebook Layout View with some audio notes, which are fabulous for folks like you who are doing recording and audio with Word. So there are some great new Mac first, Mac only features there to take a look at.
So you got a demo disc that can try, it's like a 30-day demo or something?
There's a free 30-day test drive that they can download from our website at microsoft.com/Mac. Or I think there is also some collateral they can pick up at the booth. They can get some great new templates and resources. And they're also able to get the test drive from that as well.
Yeah, great stuff. Hey, Amanda, thanks a lot for coming over and talking with us for a few minutes.
Thanks a lot.
And we're going to have Amanda back, too, on a regular program so we can go more in-depth with Office and all the great stuff with Microsoft.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Amanda. Take care. This is Jeff Gamet from Mac Observer, but you're also an author, and that's what we're talking about today.
Right.
You got a new book.
Right, The Designer's Guide for Mac OS X. So
tell us about this. Who's the publisher? What's the deal with it?
Okay, so this is a Peach Pit book.
Really?
Yes.
We love Peach Pit.
So do I. So the deal is, as I looked around and was teaching classes, doing seminars, one thing that kept coming up was there is no book that focuses on OS X specifically for the graphic design market. So I took it upon myself to write the book. And instead of using the generic style, which is not exactly the right word, but in essence, the generic style that you would see in other books that are generalized for all Mac users, this focuses on the needs of graphic designers specifically.
What kind of apps do you cover? You cover everything Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, Macromedia stuff. What do you talk about it, or are you, is this a theory book or an application book on how to use it? What's the premise of the book?
This is going to be an application style book.
Okay.
It's going to show you how to use OS X effectively so that you can have a good workflow, get your jobs done, get your projects back out to your clients on time. And then, funny you should ask about applications. What I'm doing with the book, I'm also going through and I'm giving you comparisons of the different design applications that are available on the market so you can see pros and cons and decide for yourself, from an unbiased opinion, what's going to be the best design applications for your needs. As an example, some people need InDesign, some people, Quark Express might be the better option.
Right. Now, when did the book, is it out yet?
Not yet. It'll be out in the middle of March.
You'll be able to get it at peachpit.com.
You can get it at peachpit.com. It's already available on Amazon. It's going to go for $24.99, I believe.
Great. So are you going to have a website up with the book too?
I believe that the website's in the works right now.
Yeah?
Yes.
Great. Well, we look forward to that. And thanks for coming by today. We look forward to the book.
Excellent. Thank you.
And then we'll see you on Thursday too.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thanks.
So next up here, we have Robin Lee from Canon. You guys got a brand new photo printer. This is an inkjet-based printer. Tell us about it.
Yes, we just announced a photo all-in-one. It's called the Pixma MP150 Photo All-in-One. It's our great entry level that we just announced on January 4th, which was just last week.
Now, an all-in-one is like a printer and a scanner and a fax and all the stuff together?
All-in-one means, but this particular model doesn't have a fax. It'll do print, copy, and scan.
Wow, and this will actually print photos too.
Yes, amazing photo quality. It has very high resolution, 4800 by 1200 DPI, with a 2 picoliter droplet, so your output is just going to be stunning. And it's very easy to use. It's got a very compact body, so if you don't have a lot of space, let's say in your office, in your living room, wherever you might be doing a lot of your printing, it's great because it's got a very compact body. You can also, great for household or a small office even, or anyone that's using, that has a need for a printer or even a copier. Someone who had a need to run out during the day to make a copy of something at the nearest Kinko's or whatever the place might be can definitely appreciate this, because you can have your own copy machines, you know, whether it might be a quick recipe copy or a quick, you know, whatever the case might be.
You always need to copy something, or you see something in the magazine
Exactly. You don't want to rip out the magazine or something like that.
Will this work like a scanner too, so I can bring information into my Mac?
Most definitely. So it's got a scanner built in. It's got a 1200 optical resolution scanner built in, and it's a flatbed. So whether it might be recipes, receipts, whether you're archiving your mortgage payments or, you know, Visa card payment, whatever the case might be, you can quickly create either a JPEG or, you know, even a PDF for your electronic archive of all your bills and your paperwork, whatever the case might be, and then you're good to go. So it'll print, copy, and scan in all in one.
So this will take, and then paper-wise, you can put just regular paper, real good paper, you can put photo paper.
That's right.
Will this print all the way to the edge, or does it print with a border?
Yes, it will. Oh, no. It'll print, it could print with a border if you wanted it to, but it'll do borderless on anywhere from like a credit card size, like a wallet size, to 4x6, 5x7, and 8.5x11.
Wow. So, yeah. Now, what's the price of this printer retail?
It's $89.99.
Really? So, less than $100, you get a copy machine and an actual print full bleed.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
Really. Yeah. Is this is this shipping now?
It was just announced last week, and it'll be shipping very shortly.
Right. So where do I find out more information?
At our Canon booth.
Canon booth, or you can go to what? Canon USA?
www.usa.canon.com.
Great. Hey, thanks, Robin.
Thank you so much.
That was Robin Lee from Canon. They can go check their deal out. They got a ton of other stuff there. They got great pictures, photography
cameras. Great video camcorders, photo printers.
They got the you got the brand new XL2H1. Definitely got to go see that camera. It rocks. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later.
Right now, I'm going to bring a buddy of mine up, Gabriel Breederman from B&H Photo. So, Gabriel, you're from B&H Photo. You guys are the largest retailer of photographic and video stuff in the world.
In the world.
You guys rock everybody.
We sure do. We have a store that takes up a full city block in New York, on 9th Avenue in between 33rd and 34th, the 35,000 square feet. And we have a website, bnhphotovideo.com, that features over 200,000 items.
Right, because you got more stuff than what's in New York City there. You guys got a warehouse somewhere else, and it's just like tons of stuff.
Yep, yeah.
So you guys have show specials. You guys are at pretty much every show, either video or photography or like the General Mac stuff.
Yep.
You also work really well with our buddies at KW Media, so with Photoshop World and Knapp. Tell us, you guys have special deals for Knapp members and how all that works.
Sure. We attend almost every Knapp event that they do, whether it's an Elements tour, Photoshop tour, or their Photoshop Worlds that they have twice a year. So we attend all those events and give out similar specials at those, and then those will be discounts for the people that attend that. Also, if you go on their website and you go to discounts and hardware, we also have a special phone number for them for Knapp customers to get free UPS 3-day shipping on anything from B&H, anything that can be shipped. UPS 3-day, they get it for free shipping.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that'll save you, 30, 50, 60 bucks, depending on what it is.
Discounts on everything.
Yeah.
That means that not many people can say you get a discount on every one of our products.
So. Now, with a lot of resellers that are in the photo and video business, you really don't get any support or knowledge in help picking out a product. You guys have a nice back-end deal where if I can call up and say, I'm thinking between maybe this JVC camera or this Panasonic, or what's the difference in the two, or Mac or PC, you guys have people that are specialists in video, photo, and even software that can help you pick what you want, because there's so many options now, you don't want to make a poor decision on what you're using it for.
Definitely all of our salesmen, most of them, I would say, have worked in the field themselves. They've worked professional lighting, they've worked for a professional video or photo or editing studios. So we definitely scrutinize and hire top-notch salesmen who are very knowledgeable and will take the time. They don't work on commission, unlike most other places, so they're there to help you.
Yeah, plus, too, you need to watch, too, because there's a lot of shady cats that sell stuff in the photo and video industry, and you might not be getting USA warranty and stuff, and I know you guys are all USA warranty. There's no black box. It's just no non-USA stuff. You guys are all above the board.
We're totally above the board. We do sell a few gray market imported things, but it's listed.
But that's stated on the website.
Exactly.
And that's stated
on the website.
You couldn't get otherwise.
Exactly, and we'll tell you, roughly.
Right. Yeah, so tell us the next place we can find B&H. Tell us where your booth is here, and what's the next show you guys are going to.
We're
going to
be at, our booth here is at booth number 2307, and the next show we're going to be doing is Imaging USA in Austin in about 10 days.
Yeah, I think we're going to go there, too, so
excellent.
That should be
so we'll see you
there. Austin's a great town.
I've had a good time there for a weekend, so I look forward to spending a
good barbecue.
Exactly.
Hey, Gabriel, thanks, buddy.
Thanks again, Scott.
You can look forward to hearing about more stuff with B&H and Inside Mac, so stay tuned to that, and thanks for joining us, buddy. Right now, I'm going to bring on Andrew Shallett. Andy's from Inside Mac Press.
Yeah, no, weird.
Yeah,
in a weird way.
And Peach Pit, he just did a brand new book called Mac Design Out of the Box. What is it?
Mac Design Out of
the
Box.
Why do I need this book?
You need it because,
we want money.
Scott, the book is about getting design done, essentially, using the Mac as a tool and not spending an extra penny just with what comes with your Mac, all the different things that you can do. Essentially, it's a designer's eye for the regular guy.
Right, so your book talks about, I got a new iMac.
Right.
It's got this, this, and this on
Apple
it. You
works. I can teach you how to do a logo with text edit.
Really?
And a screen grab. And then make business cards in AppleWorks, if you remember what AppleWorks was. It's still with every Mac.
Yeah, and it's getting better, actually. People just don't look at it anymore.
Exactly. It's a great little app. And these are things that, even though I'm a professional designer, and I use all the high-end things, but there are tricks that I need to use sometimes that I don't need all that high-end stuff, and people don't either. And so this is what I do.
Well, they forget about things. You know, you forget about using screen grabs and some of the other applications that ship on the Mac stock.
Even export as PDF, save as PDF when you go to print, is the simplest thing.
Right.
And you can that take you so far. You bring it into iPhoto, and you can do a video. You can make a video. And then with GarageBand, you can write your own music.
Right.
And you do not have to be a musician to do that.
No, you grab some of the loops. So your book actually takes you through as I just bought a Mac, no matter what it is, at the Apple Store, online, from B&H or whoever.
Right.
And I don't have to go spend $1,000 on Adobe software that I, no. you know, I would
you
like to have it. But
you
might want to.
Exactly.
But
later.
You can actually do this stuff on no budget.
That's right, exactly. And now with the new iLife coming out and the next version, this thing will prep you perfectly for that. Because now they're filling in all the iWeb stuff, all the different things for podcasting and things like that. But this is going to give you a design sense as well. That it's not just random decisions; you're making design decisions. So we're also going to be speaking at the other booth at the Peach Pit booth.
Right. So that's what I was going to bring up. You're going to go over back with Sarah, and she's going to handle you back if she can actually handle you, because he's really high maintenance.
We have a history, don't we?
Yeah. You're going to talk here in the Peach Pit booth in about a half hour.
That's right.
What are you going to do? Tell me.
Well, I'm going to take take some just with an essentially an empty Mac. I'm going to take some people from the audience. We're going to make some decisions about how we want to make a movie. And we're going to take stills that come with the Mac, just as the background images, where you find them on your Mac. We're going to put them together. We're going to make a quick little sound loop in GarageBand, slam it all together in iPhoto, not even go to iMovie, just iPhoto, and get a slideshow, which will essentially have a story to tell. How's
How
that
cool
for,
is that?
For less than 60 minutes?
And you also taught a deal here on the design deal, the show preview gig for Paul Kent the other day. Tell us about how that went.
Well, that went pretty well. We had a lot of beginner users in the tutorial, and I taught them, as I said, a logo and a business card in about 15 minutes. So it was pretty cool. It was a lot of
cool
fun.
Stuff. So where do we find more information on this brand new Mac Design Out of the Box book?
Well, we can go to Amazon and look for it under Mac Design Out of the Box. You can go to Peach Pit Press or peachpit.com, or you can even go to insidemacradio.com.
You can.
Yes, there should be some links
everywhere.
There. Because this is, as I think you may know, the first book on Inside Mac
this
Press.
This is it. This is the first book, and he's our first author. And we also have a new book out that I think just shipped, was the Unix book from my
Adrian
editor, Adrian Mayo.
Yeah.
So we're going to have more information on that stuff. They just put a press release out, so that was released here at the show.
That's right. And you've got a nice logo, by the way, for Inside Mac. I got to tell
you. Andrew Schall is designer of our logo, so, you know, we love him.
Thanks, Scott.
Check out his deal. You can go to shallotdesign.com.
Shallot.com. We'll do it.
Shallot.com.
S-H-A-L-A-T.
Good luck with your deal at the booth, and we'll see you later. And he'll be back on Inside Mac to talk about more stuff, and we might even see his smiling face on the Mac Inside Mac TV gig.
I hope so. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks Andy. Okay, we got a special treat for you here. I don't know if you guys, you know, follow iTunes, and there's a lot of stuff from public radio, but if you've seen some of Steve Jobs' keynote, we have Jason George and Marty Matulis. These are the guys that do KCRW. This is a public radio station in Santa Monica. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing at Macworld? They let you out of the cage. You guys turn out so many programs on KCRW.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got a couple days off to come up here to San Francisco?
Yeah, well, this week we launched a new video podcast of live performances in our studios. It features upcoming and independent bands, as well as bands that agree to podcast themselves. And it's basically a 40-minute long concert that we've launched this week.
Really? So, Jason, tell me what you do at KCRW. You, Marty, you're the announcer for all the podcasts. So is there a special deal for public radio that has a certain tone when you're doing introductions for
voice. It's deep and it's slow.
Yeah,
that's generally it.
Is that
KCRW podcast brought to you by so and so and so and so is usually how it goes.
So what kind of mic are you using when you do these?
I have no idea. That's the other guys. That's the engineer's business.
It's a little proximity effect. It's real slow.
Proximity. They just do a little compression. They do a little tweaking and.
Because, you know, you hear that's consistent across the board with all public radio programming.
There is a public radio tone, isn't there?
I think there
consistent.
is.
Consistent.
So the other thing we're here to look at is, in the coming weeks, we're going to be archiving our audio in QuickTime.
Yeah.
As well as real audio. We've, for the past 9 years, we've been archiving performances and interviews and music and radio drama all in real audio format. And
so you're ditching real audio. You're finally getting rid of the deal.
Well,
and going.
We're realizing that around 30 to 40% of the traffic to our website comes from Mac users.
Probably comes from iTunes, yeah?
It's huge. Right off all iTunes. Through iTunes, yes.
Right. Now, you guys are still, what, you have one or two shows still in the top 25 on the front page?
We have three.
You have three?
Three in the top 100. Morning Becomes Eclectic, yeah. Le Show, and Left, Right, and Center.
Wow. So that's eating a lot of bandwidth, I bet.
It is. Actually, we've been trying very hard to find partners that will work with us to either underwrite the bandwidth or host the audio. And actually, coming up very soon, we're going to be partnering with AOL.
Right, because you were talking about that with your new video gig.
Mm-hmm.
So is this through AOL Radio?
Yes, AOL Radio, they're fitting the bandwidth
really?
for the video podcast.
So that's going to eat up a bunch, because these are going to be, what, about 100 meg?
Yeah, about 90 to 100 megs per 40-minute
right.
podcast.
And that, how many people you expect to be on the subscription fee?
No
probably
idea.
30, 40, 50,000?
Well, probably. A lot of people will try it, and whether they actually go and do it is another question.
How many people grab now the, your most popular show is what? Morning Becomes Eclectic?
Yeah.
How many people actually get that?
Well, that audio podcast has about 70,000 subscribers through iTunes
good.
Now.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty good.
One podcast. We in total, we have 23 different podcasts.
23. So what's your total aggregate subscriber base if you count? I'm sure some people are multiple, but what's your total aggregate? You know, how many people are grabbing this feed if you just counted it? Added them all up.
In total, subscription-wise, there are just over 400,000 subscribers
wow.
to our podcasts. And then the number of downloads, which is kind of, right now it's a little bit hard for us to rate because a lot of our podcasts are cached.
Right.
And we can't get accurate statistics on the
Well, that's
the
problem.
Cache.
If it goes to AOL, you don't know. It shows up as one.
Well,
and it could be 100,000.
It's actually a problem with Akamai.
Yeah.
They go out to the Akamai network, and Akamai has a nice reporting tool that we don't have access to.
Well, so that's our problem, too, because we're on Akamai, so I can tell you subscribers, but not how many downloads.
Exactly.
But that's all that matters. You have 400,000 subscribers.
Basically, what we're looking to do is, through podcasting, we're expanding the reach of our radio station. We're expanding
right.
the people that will know about KCRW.com and know about our station, and hopefully they'll listen and they'll get hooked and they'll find out that we have all kinds of wonderful audio and eventually become a subscriber to the station to help fuel the
support
beast.
Because this is public
yes.
radio. This
exactly.
is, you know, subscriber driven. You guys
exactly.
get a little bit of cash from the government, I guess, but mainly you need to
not
raise
a whole
your
lot.
Own.
No, we're about 80% of our annual operating budget comes from subscribers to the station. People that give us, you know, 25, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, 300 bucks.
That's
and
cool.
At different levels, you get different kinds of sweeps premiums like mugs and T-shirts and CDs and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So Marty, tell me, what else do you do besides... Well, you guys have so many
Sorry,
podcasts and feeds that you're probably pretty busy just doing announcements.
We get a
what
little
do you
busy
do?
Every
what's
once
our,
in a while.
What's Marty doing?
Every once in a while, we get the big load of voice announcements to go at the head of the podcast. A good portion of the job is actually encoding the audio. Another section of the job is the video, where we actually go in and record the bands with video cameras.
They actually send you guys out, like, here's a DVX-100A and get it?
Well,
they
no, we
out
wish.
With a full,
don't we wish. No,
they,
we actually
keep
do it
us
all
in the
in-house.
Basement.
We stay
really?
In the basement. We have our little remote camera set up.
You guys got a Wayne World gig going in the basement where the bands come in and play?
Yeah, the station's located in the basement of a cafeteria of a community college.
Really?
In Santa Monica.
Wow. So you guys play in the cafeteria?
Well, not in the cafeteria.
Okay, but you guys have a separate section.
Downstairs.
Downstairs
we have
studios.
Basically, it's a bomb shelter downstairs.
So you guys get to have fun down there? You got a couple kegs? You get to have a party? Or is it pretty dry and businesslike?
It's very dry and businesslike.
Really?
For the most part, yeah. We try to have a little fun where we can without getting into too much trouble.
Keep the refreshments to a minimum for your, you know, you guys got, you know, bands are playing. I always like to have a little, you know, got to keep moist.
Yeah, three to four times a week we have bands come into the station and perform.
So you guys, you got a little studio set down there.
Oh, yeah. We have several studios. There are about six recording studios in the station.
How big
is
the area
sizes.
For the band where you shoot the video at?
It's about a 25 by 30 foot room.
Yeah, you got a tall ceiling to put a lot of lights up, or how do you guys do it?
No, we have track lighting. And
really?
Adjustable track lighting. So
we use track lighting too.
Exactly.
We love track
lighting.
Ask Brad. Brad loves track lighting. He's the king of track lighting.
Our video system's kind of cool. We have four pan tilt zoom remote control cameras.
Yeah.
In there, they're all tied into a little video mixer, and then that's hooked up to a encoding computer to encode it right now into real video. But we shortly will be doing.
Are you using
that
the small Sony or the Canon?
Little Sony DV100s.
Yeah, and then you can move them around, and then they're coming back as a FireWire feed, or is it just regular NS video line?
It's an S video right now.
Yeah, I looked at those. Those are great.
They're actually incredible for the price. We basically set up our entire four camera video system for under $10,000.
Right. And you got a little mixer.
Yeah.
And then you just come out of the mixer and FireWire
mm-hmm.
as a mix deal. So you're mixing live, punch it down, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
That's, we do the
that's
presets. Marty's job. We set the presets on all the cameras. We just pop them. Hopefully the musicians haven't moved to completely different locations when we go.
Right.
And we stream it live as well as record it to DV tape for archive or further encoding purposes.
So you're encoding. Are you still doing this in real, or are you at QuickTime now for the streaming stuff?
We've just set up a deal now for hosting our real audio and real video. For hosting our QuickTime. So coming probably towards the end of the month, we'll start seeing our first QuickTime, streaming QuickTime archives of both audio and video.
That's why we're here. That's the excuse for coming to Macworlds to learn more about QuickTime streaming. That's how we got away.
There you go. They let you out of the basement for a while.
Yeah, so right now, back to...
You can see the sun.
the other thing, we were here, every month we have a sweepstakes to try to get people to subscribe to the station, and we found that Apple products are... by far and away the biggest draw to get people to subscribe to the station online. So this month, up until yesterday, we were announcing that KCRW is giving away a mystery prize if you subscribe online at kcrw.com. And so now we've revealed that it's an iMac, Intel iMac that we're giving away.
Intel iMac. So you go to kcrw.com, flip 20, 50 bucks, whatever you want to do for the support deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get entered in the drawing.
Yeah.
So it helps support the station because it is nonprofit public radio.
Yes.
So like when you hear the ads, like when Marty does a deal, you know, this is brought to you by Audi or whatever you do or whatever the car company.
We do the spots, yeah, the bumpers for all the podcasts and some of the radio spots.
Yeah, so these companies help you guys run the station by donating cash.
Exactly. It just keeps the machine going. I mean, it's a huge operating cost, and as most public radio stations would be, we're very dependent on public support.
Right. Well, that's great. So you guys, you know, even though it's a nice little plug, it's not like your traditional advertising. It's,
right.
Not
it's
at all.
Helping.
It really goes help support the programming and us as well.
That's cool. So where do I find more information to hear what Jason and Marty are up to?
Go to kcrw.com.
Right.
And support your local public radio.
Thank you. There you go. Hey, thanks, Marty. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks
a lot. I appreciate
cool,
it.
Man. We're going to have Jason and Marty, too, on a regular Saturday show. We can actually get a little more in depth, and then we can talk about what they're using for their production deal and that stuff. But it was cool that these guys stopped by here at Macworld to say hi and, you know, see what's going on. Philip is the host of the Digital Production Buzz, brought to you by the CMP's Creative Planet Communities.
That's right.
Philip is a regular on the Inside Mac radio program that covers all the digital and post-production buzz. How are we doing?
We're great.
Having fun at Macworld?
I am having fun at Macworld. This is my first scout over the room, so I'm still seeing what's new and interesting.
Have you found anything cool except the Kona, besides the Kona 3 card?
Damn, that was what I was going to say. The Kona 3 is so cool. And they added, I mean, it's all the Kona 2 stuff, but on PCI Express, but they've added this downstream keyer, so you can, like, use it as a real studio, like, switching out stuff live to air, key it in over, key your stuff out of the Mac in over your video. That's very cool. I haven't found anything else that's that cool yet.
You're not waiting for your MacBook Pro yet?
Oh, I am jonesing for the MacBook Pro. But
yeah.
The problem is going to be timing all of the software that I use at the point where
NAB.
I need to... Yeah,
maybe.
But I really want to be 4NAB. No, Apple have said the Pro apps will be out in March, which is an interesting timing of its own, really. You know, why release Intel-compatible releases in March if you're going to announce some significant upgrades in April? That causes one to ponder and say things that make you go,
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, I want that. I want that 4 to 5 times faster performance. I love the laptop form factor.
Have you had a chance to go play with one yet to see how zippy it is?
Oh, like 5 people deep on them. I haven't had a chance to fight through yet. I don't want to kick little old ladies in the ankle or anything to get
not
in.
Yet. By tomorrow.
No, 4 o'clock, if I haven't seen it by then, I may just do
now,
that.
Are you guys here for the rest of the week? Going back tonight after the Walter Merch deal?
Going to the Walter Merch deal tonight and then back tomorrow. About 2 hours in the morning to have a nice quick look back at anything that looked interesting. then it's back because I got to be back in LA for my show at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Pacific time. You go to digitalproductionbuzz.com and listen to your deal live.
That's right.
You can listen to it right on the website. They got a cool chat client in the deal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can grab it at iTunes.
And iTunes. We've got a little player on the website, too, if you just want to catch one. You can go to the website and look at that. Do it in MP3 or in enhanced AAC. So have it your way.
They got it everywhere. And then Philip will be on Saturday with Inside Mac.
Inside.
Probably talking about the Kona 3.
Probably talking about the Kona 3.
Philip, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Have a great show.
Cool stuff. Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, one of the key leading visionaries in the industry when it comes to digital video and post-production.
Oh, yeah.
He's even done talking. No more classes from Philip. The only way you can see him is at keynotes.
Yeah.
Do you see anything cool here, Brad?
I haven't seen anything but the booth. I was here this morning. I didn't even eat any breakfast. I've just been in the booth.
We have a booth. It's 2744 over way over there in the corner. Come by and check it out.
Yeah, the one thing I keep hearing as everybody just goes by is, and I was even getting food, it was like, love your show, love your show, love your show, watch it all the time, love the show, love the show. It's like, that's like been the like buzzword, you know, that I've been just seeing around. A lot of people just love the show.
No Molotov cocktails or bomb threats yet, so. Well, either way, you've been listening to Inside Mac. Brad Wright, and I'm Scott Shepard, and we'll be back tomorrow, 1:30 to 2:30, with more guests and cool stuff, and if you guys have a ticket, we'll see you at the Final Cut Pro user group meeting with Walter Merch tonight. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.